And they were going to broadcast it during the school day so that little cheerins could all gather around televisions and could, and gathering around the televisions, would be able to watch the president. And he was going to talk about education, and he was going to do this and that and the other. Now, why do I bring that up? Do you people not remember the hissy fit protest? I remember God Searvot Rubs keeping their children out of school that day. Now, I'm not arguing that you probably shouldn't have kept your kids out of school that day. That's not the point. Point was, why the Department of Education is illegitimate. It doesn't have any authority to do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there were wild protestations or all manner of, there were columns. You know how many barrels of ink were spilled in newspapers over this? There were columns that were written. There were television shows. The talk radio mafia, I know because I was in on some of this, was all over this. He can't come into our kids' schools. He has no authority. No authority. So, I wonder, where's the gun policy? He has no authority pushback. It's the same thing. What Obama did is pretty much the same thing as what Trump did yesterday. And yet there's... Church plate. You're not comparing President Obama to President Trump. That doesn't make any sense. Well, I would respond to that. I would respond to that by saying, well, wait a minute now, who are you? Wait. Either it's not something they should be doing, or it is something they should be doing. My folks, this is why you must unplug and unlock your Philosophia Perennis thinking skills. Because it'll prevent you from, that's different because Obama was doing it. No, it's the same thing. It's still an abuse of federal power. It still is a solution from a central authority that doesn't have any authority and shouldn't have any authority. And it's still the hand of Big Brother. It may be a more gentle hand, but it's still the hand of Big Brother. So what are you saying then? Well, let me break it down. Your average MAGA conservative does not give a flying flip about budget deficits. They don't give a flying flip about the size of the federal monstrosity. They could give a crap how fast it is rapidly expanding and how much of their resources are being confiscated to be poured into making munitions for our vainglorious army. We are making America great again, and then that's the end of it. Now, look, take this in the context in which it's offered. Why wasn't Obama making America great again? According to the libtards that voted him into office twice, that's exactly what he did. He made America the way they wanted it to be great, didn't he? Oh, and by the way, the Republican Party was so pathetic and worthless in nominating two absolute teetotal losers as opponents to Obama. Those elections weren't rigged. The better man won. The better campaigner, the more charismatic guy, the guy that actually said, hey, I really like some big government. Don't have any problem with it. People that vote for me are going to get a big solution, too. You know, if all this opposition to Obamacare was so palpable and was out there and all that, well, then how did it pass and how has it survived till today? Well, I'll tell you how. Cop-out frauds that call themselves conservatives. They're not. And the only thing they wish to conserve is whatever is good for them today. Not worried about the future, not worried about holy deaths, not worried about blessed eternity. They give a rat's furry flying behind about any of this, as long as they can pet and stroke their gun and know that, well, look, they're coming to take our guns. Miniature, I told you they were coming to get us. Yeah, they're coming to get you, all right. Susan Sarandon's going to be knocking on your door. Turn over the firearm.